Let's focus our attention now on an issue that kind of doesn't get a lot of attention, but probably should. Did you know that there are nearly 400,000 children in South Africa in foster care? These are statistics derived from the foster care grant. It's a very, very important aspect of the social security net in our country, and we thought we ought to learn more about it. So we've invited to the show Beverly Bierkes, who's managing director of an NGO called the Oasis Haven. It's a child and youth care center in Johannesburg, and she's been working with orphaned and vulnerable children for more than 20 years. Ms. Bierkes, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. Are there enough people willing to take children in as foster children, or is it in some ways a crisis that we face that there's just not enough homes for the kids who need them?
Good afternoon, John. That's a great question. I think that there definitely is a crisis. We're looking at 400,000 children in formal care, so whether that's foster care or children's homes. But the statistics really show us that we're closer to about 4 million orphaned and vulnerable children in the country. And so the question is, where are the other 3.5 million actually staying? So to answer the question, definitely we are needing more foster families.
When a family commits to being foster parents, is there a framework for it, a minimum time period, and a set of other perhaps objective things, criteria that they would have to fulfill before authorities would say, great, we're happy for you to take this child or more into your home?
Yeah, they absolutely are, but it's not a formal step that we can go and like look at the Children's Act and say,
yes,
you know, you need to meet these criteria, tick, tick, tick. Each child protection organization who could place children into foster care have their own set of criteria. So you definitely need to be over 18, and it states that in the Children's Act. But the other aspects such as financial stability, emotional and mental well-being of foster parents, those kind of things, would be assessed in different ways by different organizations and different social workers.
I would imagine that people come to forks in the road probably more than once in this relationship, Ms. Bierkes, where the going's tough and you're not sure, A, whether this is good for you, perhaps there are other children in your home already, and it may not be good for the child as well. From your experience, and I'm sure people come to your advice given your vast experience, what's your advice on that? Because are there instances where maybe a break is not a good thing in the immediate reality, but maybe a good thing further down the track?
I think definitely there's going to be cases where that is true. Worldwide, 60% of foster placements fail, and I actually think the statistics for Gauteng is closer to 65%. And a failed foster placement would mean one that has ended before the court order ends, so to speak. So really we are looking at people calling it quits during the process. So foster children are placed for 2 years,
yes,
on a court order, and so if it breaks down during that time, of course there's going to be times where we've got to look at what is in the best interest of the entire foster family, so including other children that are in the home.
Yes.
And if it's not working for everybody and it's putting other people at risk having a certain child in that home, obviously we've got to look at what the alternatives are. But I think often a breakdown happens more because of people not being well prepared or not knowing what to expect, but perhaps thinking it's going to be a lot more romantic than it really is. We know parenting is hard, and having foster children is obviously going to be more difficult than parenting biological children, for instance. But also there's going to be other things that will come into play, such as financial strain on the family or divorce. Those kinds of life events are likely to end a foster placement.
Thank you very much. Beverly Bierkus is Managing Director of Oasis Haven. Now, what they're doing at the beginning of June is they're offering a course on strengthening families. She and her colleague, Simone Okech, have actually written a book. I'm looking for the title, Strengthening Families in a South African Context. And in the context of that book and what they've set out in it, a course they're running at the start of June, which will also deal, amongst other things, with fostering and adoption. So if this does interest you, go to oasishaven.org, oasishaven.org. And if you've been involved in a fostering relationship in any way, shape or form,